Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Welcome, listeners, family, friends around the world. It's the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, here for another show. We've got an exciting episode with two amazing guests, Mr. Chris Kennedy and Ms. Jasmine Powers will be joining us in the two interview segments of our show. Dave and I were talking off air, and we were going through what was the monologue going to be like today, what were we going to do, what were we going to inspire people and motivate people with, and I was actually at a networking function that was put on by our producer, Mr. Tony Gambone, and there was a lady that was talking about PR and different things, and she had a lot of good points. And I thought that today in our monologue, we would talk about, you know, some solutions, three solutions to developing the right relationships, because, you know, the PR thing hit me as that's about creating relationships. And then I thought, well, Brian, what do you do best? And I was like, well, I'm the world's greatest connector, so I like to connect people and create relationships. And so I thought, David and I are doing this radio show, and we've created many, many, many new relationships because of the people that are listening, like the audience that is here with us at this time. So to get right into it, you know, people that I work with and that come to me are usually struggling with getting connected and getting in front of the right people. It sounds really simple and almost easy. You look at the landscape, you find the people that match up with your ideal client or a referral, or somebody you think would be a referral partner, and you figure out a clever way to get an introduction or make an introduction. And then, of course, as you review the landscape and you look at those who can add value and help you and those with problems that you can solve, or maybe that you have problems and they've said something that their product or service can solve best for you, then what is it that you need to do now? What's your best next step? And, you know, some of the people that got up and do their 60-second and 30-second commercials always, Tony and Leah, our speech coach, is always, you know, harping on people, hey, you have to have a powerful message. You have to deliver a powerful message. And in that message, somehow you want to make some type of an offer to people so that that message attracts them. And then you have an offer for how they can get to actually meet you or get some of your time so you can learn more about them and they can learn more about you. And that is our first point, is develop a powerful message and an offer that attracts people. And I made a comment yesterday. I just posed a question, and I'll ask the audience here because I think it's kind of funny. Has anyone ever in our listening audience, has anyone ever seen a Coca-Cola commercial where they've advertised Coke Classic, Diet Coke, and Powerade all in the same commercial? I bet no one has. The funny thing is, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and even mid-sized to large companies do it all the time. And I don't get it. They advertise all their products, all their services, all their solutions all at once to everybody, and they don't understand why nobody is coming to talk to them about these products or these services. So really focus in on your message. Make sure that it goes with my methodology. My methodology may work. It may be a good thing. It's, you know, focus on the one person. Solve one problem that's worth solving for that one person and do it with the one product or service that you do best. That's kind of what the big boys do. So, you know, when you're developing these relationships, what is another way to develop a lot of relationships and get people to know and like and trust you really quick? The second point to the solution, or second solution in developing these relationships and the right kind of them, is get on the radio show. In fact, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com and register to be a guest on this show. And then find out, as you talk to our producer, Mr. Tony Gambone, that there's other shows that you would probably fit in as well, and that will give you visibility. And if your message is right and you're attracting the right kind of people, then you'll get a lot of attraction out of that, and people will start coming to you, and you can start forming the right kind of relationships. the last and the third point of getting the, you know, developing those relationships and getting to the right people is when you go places, always be present. Always be present and get involved. Don't be the person that sits in the back of the room and just listens to everyone else. Be the person that's involved. Be the person that wants to know and wants to learn and wants to feed off the energy of other people and also give energy to other people by being present and being involved. So that's basically the wrap on the three solutions for developing those right relationships is, you know, it comes down to your message. Is it the right message? Is it speaking to people? And does it have an offer that they understand is how they can get to you to actually learn more, and also you have the ability to learn more about them? Then get on shows. Get on shows like Legal Eagle and The Coach, or we have many, many different shows in the Tough Talk Radio Network. So there is a show that fits for the interview for about anyone in any business. So get on the shows, and when you're there, be present. Be present. Get involved in the show. Be energetic, enthusiastic, and, you know, make your points and get your message out with authority and purpose so that you can form those relationships. So that's really the keys to our show today is, you know, focusing on those right relationships. And we have some people that you know, I didn't, and David will attest to this, we made a kind of a oops, and we didn't look at our guest. I misread the guest and thought it was I was a week ahead. So today's guest actually fit in exactly with those solutions for the relationships. And so it's going to be interesting in the next two segments of interviews how they use what they do best to help people connect with people and get those right relationships formed. So, David, how is your week going? How are you doing, sir? Do you have anything for the audience?
Well, doing great, and I think you've got some great points. I'd just like to add a little bit. When you're talking about your message and when you speak in front of groups or you're at networking events, your offer to take action, you know, the only thing I'd add is that on everything that's required to develop solid relationships for business, on the surface, of course, it might be their services or products dovetail well into yours, but that's really a surface analysis. When you get into the know, like, and trust and what's important in developing the right rapport with the right people, you're talking about targeted messages. Oftentimes, those that really understand will say, today, I'm looking for X, and it's only a small part of their business, but it's really targeted and it's focused. And when you say about visibility, the second point, Mr. Coach, is my addition there is whether it's networking groups, and there's thousands in the city of Houston, or the radio shows, or we're going to have a guest today that's a publisher of a book, and we're both authors, getting your message out through the written word, through books. All of this is, as you say, increasing your visibility. You've got to get out there. You've got to market. You've got to be on social network. You've got to be in multiple channels, let's say, multiple channels of access where people, because everybody out there today, they say some very high percentage search the internet before they ever make their calls to professionals. If they've not met them in person, they're making calls based on websites and social media presence and things like that. So be visible is obviously a great key to success. And then, as you say, be present, have positive energy, have a genuine, when you're building rapport with those you meet, have a genuine curiosity as to their story, their philosophies, what they've learned in their trials and tribulations and their keys of success. And people feel that. They feel that if you are genuinely interested and have a real curiosity to understand them and what they do for their business and their journey to be where they're at as you cross paths, that gives you the best opportunities, quite frankly, to build the deep bonds that develop into big-time relationships, those that really do propel you forward in success and propel you forward in happiness, to know that you're serving others and there's others out there that you can call upon to serve your clients in the best way possible. So those are really kind of some of my only additional comments, that it takes time. You know, all the studies show that it's several touches, several communications before real bonds get developed. And so, as they say, when you meet people, don't try to do the deal. Try to set the appointment. Those are my thoughts.
Exactly.
Set the appointment.
Exactly. And, you know,
go
David,
meet
and that discuss. Point that you brought up, that last point is very important, because do you know the number of touches that it used to be before, you know, people would engage with you? Do you know what that number was?
No.
It's between
teach
seven
me,
and nine.
Teach me.
It was between
oh,
seven
wow.
and nine. Do you know what the number is now, since there's so many people putting out so much great information, so much great content, and doing it in so many very innovative and creative ways? Now it's up to between 22 and 32 touches before people can engage. But you cut that in half when you have a very powerful, very concise message, that, and you tell them very simply how to get in touch with you. So that's where we are in this world. So those touches that you're talking about are very important, and you don't rush people into doing, you know, trying to get them to just buy something from you. You actually work on building a relationship where they actually feel good about doing business with you and wanting to do that.
Absolutely. So whether it's, you know, touches or setting the appointment, the point is really the same. It's all about getting opportunities one-on-one to develop a deeper understanding on both sides that's essential for successful relationships and business.
Exactly.
So let's have some fun today with our guests. We've got a publisher, and we have a woman that's coming on that is a business coach and a marketing guru for women in business today.
Yes. So we'll be back after these commercials.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Welcome back to this episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the Legal Eagle, David Altenburn. And this segment is brought to us by our friends over at Events of Significance. Events of Significance specializes in event planning for leaders, including entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, and speakers. They have the knowledge and the resources to increase your attendee count, create a signature experience, make a profit, and make you look like a rock star. From details to done, not just creating an event, but creating results. Events of Significance, when you contact them, if you mention you heard them and heard about them on Legal Eagle and the Coach, then you will get a 10% discount, and you can do that by going to www.eventsofsignificance.com. We now have our first guest up, Mr. Chris Kennedy. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We are blessed and highly favored.
Hey, I could not be more excited to be here today. I think your monologue, Brian, was right on, and that's exactly the same message that I tell authors every day. You know, it's all about the relationship and building that trust with their readers, you know, and that's, I think, where most people go wrong as authors is they concentrate so much on developing their book and making a great cover and a great blurb, and they get it all put together, and they get to the end, and they publish it, and they go, okay, world, here it is, and it falls flat because the marketing should have been going on all along so that they are, you know, working to develop that know, like, and trust relationship with the readers so that when they put the book out, the readers are ready for it and they're there. You know, it's hard to generate momentum if you put out the book and nobody's ready for it.
Exactly. Well, you could not be more correct in that.
Mr. Kennedy, this is David Altenburn. One question is, as a publisher, you know, both of us, Brian Kaiser and myself, have had the pleasure of being in collaborative books that have become bestsellers on Amazon.com. Can you teach our audience a little bit how the numbers are tracked and the reviews are tracked on Amazon.com once you publish a book as to see whether or not, you know, you're going to hit their different categories to be a bestseller?
Well, there's actually three things that Amazon looks at really to decide whether or not it's going to promote you. The first is obviously sales. You know, they're in the market to make money themselves, and so they track sales very closely. You know, once you reach a certain number of sales, you know, they'll start promoting you. Another thing that goes into it is reviews, the number of 4- and 5-star reviews you have versus the number of 1- and 2-star. Obviously, the more 4- and 5-star you have, the better. Certainly, you're looking for at least 20 to 25 if you can. You know, the 4- and 5-star minus the 1- and 2s. The third thing, which nobody really understands, I don't think, is that the people that go through and say, yes, this review was helpful, also helps count into the review thing. So, you know, if you get 20, 25 reviews that are all very positive, you get people to come on there and say, yes, that review was helpful to me, and you have good sales, you know, 70 to 100 up through there, all at the same time over a few days, you know, Amazon's going to pick you up and start putting you on their lists, whether that's the, you know, people that bought this book also bought, you know, your book and they put your cover there. Or they send out emails every day to people that are in the market that, you know, you have published in. So, you know, you're going to get on those. And that's where sales really take off. You know, they're able to put a lot more money into marketing than most authors, especially ones just starting out, are ever going to be able to.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, Chris, you know, I you know, I'm a business coach, so I always ask people this when we get them on the show, when we're doing the interview. When people, you know, there's a tagline on your website that we'll get into because I thought it was really clever. But when people start thinking about wanting to do a book and they start, you know, kind of putting the pieces of that puzzle together, what is their initial contact with you? What, I guess, is the top of your funnel so that people are coming in to work with you?
Well, I take people all throughout the process, and I'm happy to work with them, you know, from just starting out as an author to just providing that last-minute, you know, marketing guidance as they're getting the book published. I think that, you know, it's important to be reaching out and developing your networks as you're going along, because there's so much information out there these days and people that are ready to help you. That, you know, if you go forward by yourself, you're really doing yourself a disservice. You know, it's a matter of, you know, once again, developing the relationships with people that can help you. whether that's somebody that's going to take a look at your book and, you know, help you edit it, you know, or give you advice on publishing or anywhere throughout the process, you know, you need to develop a team. It's one of those things where, you know, if you're sitting in your little room in the dark writing your book by yourself, it's not going to be anywhere near as successful as if you were working on developing a team to help you get it out there and help you reach as many readers as possible.
That's great. That, you know, we do our show to educate and entertain entrepreneurs, and that is a common theme that so many of our successful guests like yourself have broached out there for our audience, is that, you know, we can't be islands to ourselves, no matter how great our skills may be on service or products or ideas, that it really is a team effort, whether it's support staff or marketing people. And in your arena of being a publisher, I guess I'd be interested, you know, everything in life is based on experience, and as you're putting together that team to understand how it's done, like you just educated our audience on Amazon.com, or giving assistance to editing, because there's people with great ideas, but they may not have the greatest of writing skills. Let our audience know the types or scope of services that you provide for your customers, and kind of how you got started in all this as far as publishing books, because, of course, you've been behind the publication of so many books.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've seen the statistics that 81% of people want to write a book, 10% actually start it, and only 1% finally publish it. I was never part of that 81%. I was always the 19% that didn't have a story. And, you know, if you had asked any of my friends, they'd say, oh, Chris, he's not creative. Oh, no, he could never do that. Well, funny thing happened one day as I was driving home from work. I had seen some things, and I'm working as a contractor for the Navy, and a couple things gelled in my mind, and I was like, wow, that would be a great story. I said, nah, what would I do with it? Oh, but it'd be so good. Nah, what would I do with it? And I got home, and I decided to just let it go, and my wife said, hey, you know, it's going to be about an hour till dinner. I went, oh, well, maybe I'll just write some of that down. And so I pulled out the laptop and I started writing, and she said, hey, what are you doing? And I said, I'm writing a story. And she said, oh, really? What are you doing? I was like, no, I'm writing a story, really. And it was so outside the,
you
know,
fever. It doesn't sound like you.
Yeah. Who are you and what have you done with my husband? But, you know, it really just flowed. And, you know, I got it, you know, a couple weeks later, I was approaching, you know, the end of the story, and I'm like, all right, now what do I do with it? Okay, book writing, you must need an agent. So I looked around and tried to find an agent, and I probably asked between 80 and 90 and received no interest at all. And I was like, wow, boy, that's awful. And I had heard about self-publishing, but I didn't know anything about it. So I looked on the internet, you know, like Brian said in the monologue, you know, searching it out. And there was just so much information, you know, it was well beyond anything, you know, that I could ever process. And I'd been in the Navy for 20 years, and I said, you know, what I need is a plan. So I put together a plan to research it, develop it, and then a plan to publish. And I took my book through it, and I got right to the end, and, you know, I published it, and then a funny thing happened. People bought it. You know, the plan was successful. Hey, look at that. And people bought it, and I had a second book already, and I put that out there, and people bought that too. And it's like, wow, okay, this works. Wow, that's great. You know, and after I put out the first two, I wrote a science fiction trilogy. The first two were military fiction. And, you know, the science fiction book, I went around to a bunch of science fiction conventions, doing the whole get involved thing, you know, and mm-hmm. I would do talks on, you know, on how to become an author and how to self-publish. And after every single one, people would come up to me and go, you know, if I just knew this one thing, I think I could do it. And after seeing all of this, I finally gathered up all those questions and put that into a book, and then started offering the services that, that I had seen there was so much of a need for, you know, whether that is editing, which, you know, a lot of people need. Some people need, you know, a full, you know, need a buddy to take them all the way through the process, and they're more interested in writing the story than they are actually doing anything with cover design or anything editing. They just want to write, and that's cool. You know, that's great. And then there are people that have that one thing. You know, I just need that one thing. So I also offer, you know, coaching and consulting on a hourly basis to help those people that just need, you know, the one topic to get them through. So I try and do everything I can to meet the needs of authors and help them get published.
Awesome. Great services. Great services. What advice do you have as far as once they've written the book, as you say, marketing? You know, we've had other guests say, you know, go to networking events. You can give it away as part of that to build goodwill and exposure. But, I mean, what's your advice as far as marketing your book once you have your book?
Well, the biggest advice I can give authors is, you know, what I already mentioned, which is, you know, you got to start early. You got to start 4 to 6 months early before the book is published to develop that network of readers, to be seen as the expert if you're writing nonfiction, or to get people excited about it if you're writing fiction, to develop that know, like, and trust. And if you do it and, you know, you're involved in social media, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, which I do daily, you know, it's whatever works for you. I can't, you know, tell you must do this one, because everybody's different and some people like different social media sites better and they're more comfortable and they do better there. And that's
and
all good.
And there's book fairs. Isn't there also book fairs where just groups of authors can go and – like they've got a major
one. Oh, absolutely. There's all sorts of conferences, conventions, you know, and as you're going along, if once you've got a book published, and sometimes even before, you know, you can build on your expert status and get out there and go to these events and talk and, you know, be seen by other people. And, you know, if it happens to come out in conversation that you're writing a book and, oh, by the way, it'll be available next month, and, oh, here's my card with it on it so you don't forget, and hey, you know, can I sign you up for my email list, and, you know, all of those kind of relationship building things all work, so that at the end when you actually hit publish and the book comes out, you know, you can reach out to the people and say, hey, you know, I just published my book, I'd be very happy if you'd take a look. And, you know, not everybody is going to, but if you've developed that relationship with people, some of them will, and they'll buy it and help get the initial numbers going. And you say, hey, you know, and if you could write a review, you know, I'd really appreciate it. And, you know, you've developed that relationship. And so, you know, once again, not everybody's going to do a review, but some people will. And, you know, you're well on your way all of a sudden to hitting those wickets for Amazon and getting into their publicity mill. You know, so basically it's starting early, working to develop a relationship with readers, capturing their emails is certainly something that is extremely important, so that when your book comes out, you can reach out and touch them instantly, and get them involved.
Great.
Getting them involved is really the key, right? Just the involvement, getting them to be present and involved in the whole process and helping out, because it's not just relying on the publisher. And that's, I guess,
right.
Some people don't,
oh, yeah.
They don't quite get that philosophy. Like, oh, well, I hired this person. I, you know, there's a certain amount of money that goes into publishing the books. And, you know, okay, I paid that money, so I'm just going to sit back and, you know, let it go. But there's still a lot of work that you have to do because it's your book.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter whether you're self-published or traditional published these days. Even the traditional publishers are going to expect the author to do the majority of the marketing. And it's a matter, I think Dave was talking about visibility. You know, that's critical with if you're writing a book, because there's 1.4 million books published on Amazon every year. You know, so it's a matter of how are you found? Because if you don't do something to be found, you're just going to get buried. You know, a day later, 2 days later, your book's down, you know, number 87,285, and
you're just a number out there floating in the big pond.
Good to be number one or number two, huh?
Right, yeah. And you want to be found, but if you don't do those things, you know, along the way, you're not going to be found, and you're just going to get buried.
Exactly. Well, Chris, if people want to get in touch with you and learn more about what you do and who you serve, how would they do that? We've got about 30 seconds to wrap up this segment. How would they get in touch with you? What is the best ways to do that?
The best way to find me is at my website, chriskennedypublishing.com. You know, it's got all of my contact information there. They can join my list and be kept informed on everything I'm doing. They can also find all of my books on Amazon, you know, for Chris Kennedy. I have Self-Publishing for Profit, which is the last book I put out to, like I said, try and meet everybody's needs. It provides a plan both for the business aspect of being a self-publisher as well as some skills for writing so that authors will be successful in the long term.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for coming on our show, and we wish you nothing but great success, and you've given great advice for our audience. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Really enjoyed it,
Chris. You bet. Thanks for having me, guys. Happy to come back whenever you need me.
Will do.
Great.
Well, we'll be back after these messages, guys.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach. This episode, or this segment rather, is brought to you by our good friend Mike Calderwood. Are you looking for, or are you a small business owner, home-based business, solopreneur, or network marketer who is wearing too many hats, maybe burnout or lost on where to go next? Let certified professional coach and 21-year entrepreneur Mike Calderwood help you. With a strategic approach and proven method, Mike can help you look at what's working well and what isn't working in your business. Then together, he'll help you create an action plan and an implementation process to get you back to thriving. Mike Calderwood, providing straightforward solutions for gaining real advantage in your business. You can find more about Mike at www.mikecalderwood.net. We now have a very cool guest up, Ms. Jasmine Powers. Jasmine, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on today.
We're excited you're here.
Yay! Yes.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to our show, where we can educate the women out there that need help in business that may be unique to them, because our understanding is that's where you focus your marketing and coaching advice for people in business. Is that right?
Exactly, exactly. And Jasmine, when you answer that question, if you could, give us a little background about who you are, not just a business person, but who Jasmine Powers is.
Okay, so who I am is I am a very creative, hyperactive entrepreneur. I love to dance. I love to dance. I love to sing. I love to do all
those.
She's going to
fit right in with the show. Hyperactive and energetic.
All right.
Yeah, perfect.
Right.
Yes.
And I love,
all right,
and I love right. See, now we're best friends. And I love to write. And so what I've found is there are a lot of female entrepreneurs who are also creative, and they love doing what they do, but they don't know how to make money to, you know, doing those things. So what I do is I work with primarily female entrepreneurs who are either authors, like I think your last segment was on authors and self-publishing. I also help other coaches, and I help creatives. So if they're in, you know, performing arts, or if they paint and they have an e-commerce platform where they want to sell their artwork online, I help them to run, you know, do what they love, but make money doing it so that they're not starving artists.
Yeah, that's very important.
If you're working your passion,
there's a lot of those out
there. If you're working your passion, it's really not much at work at all, right? You know?
Well,
you know, we hear it in the entertainment world and in the sporting world that, you know, they feel blessed to be, you know, acting or playing games and doing their passion and getting paid to do it. But that doesn't just apply to those fields. If you can find your true passion, then, you know, everything else seems to fall in place. And one thing I like about your answer there and talking about the creativity is, you know, we lawyers like to call it impact statements, you know, at the beginning of a trial or at different points in the process of, let's say, litigation. But it sounds like you work a lot in that area where in this competitive world, we just heard from somebody that there's 1.4 million books published on a yearly basis. To stand out from the crowd, you've got to be creative, right?
Right. You absolutely do. And the challenge is you mentioned the entertainment industry. Usually those people are working their passion, but they also have an entire team that is handling the business aspect. So they might have a business manager who's an accountant. They have a lawyer, of course. They have an agent or marketing, a team who, you know, especially with studios who will market their movies. And, you know, of course, with social media, they're able to do some connecting with their audiences personally. But most of the business work is delegated to someone else. And with a female entrepreneur, she's also a solopreneur, so she needs to know how to do those things. But a lot of times creatives know how to create. So, like, one artist that I work with who's actually not a female, but he does toys, and he designs toys for people, but he knows that. But when it comes to setting up a website so that he can sell those products, well, he doesn't know what the, you know, he doesn't have a clue about that. Or he, you know, as far as sending out a press release, it's like, what is a press release? I have no idea what that is, or I don't know how to pitch media, or I don't know how to blog about my business. I just know how to put these toys together, and that's it. So the whole purpose of why I've developed this business is people need to know how to do it themselves. They often don't have big budgets to, you know, to hire, you know, an agency to do it for them. So it's like, okay, well, let's use what you have. You have time, you have energy, and you have limited resources. So it can show you how to develop a WordPress website and use WooCommerce so you can sell your product. Well, let's do that. If I can help, you know, have you use something like PRWeb or e-releases to distribute a news release, or to give you resources so you know how to write a impactful news release that editors and media personalities will want to cover, well, let's do that. So the primary aspect, whereas I provide services, I do a lot of training and speaking, because it's one thing to have me do it. I can do it, and you can pay me $1 million to do it. But it'd probably be better if you knew how to do it, because you're the best salesperson, the best person to market for your company, because you know it inside and out. So I've had a ton of joy working with so many different women and men helping them to kind of navigate this world of digital media and use it, leverage technology to get the word out about their business.
That's important.
Great.
Now, when people they find you and they need your services, they connect with what your message is, and they're looking to learn this. What is the top of your funnel? What is the first step that people come into when they start the engagement process, and kind of for you and them both to kind of start building that relationship and seeing if this is going to work out?
Funnel is usually one or two things. Either they've been referred to me by someone who has seen me speak, or they know of me on social media, or I've done a training where because I speak at different organizations, they've met me in real life at a conference where I've spoke, and they're like, you know what, I need this girl. And they follow up, they get on my email list, or we set ourselves appointments, or where I can consult with them and help them find where the holes are in their system. But it's usually either referrals or speaking that drives leads for me.
Gotcha.
Well, and one of the things that we talk about with many of our guests on this show, and let me see if you agree, is it sounds like once you have a feel for the product or service of your customer, and what they're doing and what they're not doing, and kind of an idea of maybe their budget, let's say, and you're talking about leveraging technology, is it correct that it's multiple channels today that's important to be out there and, try to have a consistent, clear message and to draw traffic to you?
It absolutely is multi-channel or omni-channel or whatever key phrase they use for being on different.
Omnipresent. We got to be everywhere at all times, so I like that
right.
better.
We'll call it
omni-channel from now on. Thank you.
Yeah, omni-channel marketing. I mean, that's a buzzword that you'll hear a lot. It absolutely requires that you're in several places, but you have to be strategic with the places that you choose. I really don't think that
right.
a person without a team can really be everywhere and market effectively and consistently. So what I usually
right.
tell someone to do is, if they're on social media, to choose the platforms that are performing for them. So that requires that they test and analyze, what's driving leads or what people are commenting on and not. Like maybe you don't
mm-hmm.
need to be on Instagram, but you need to
right.
be on Pinterest. So there's that. But you also would want to use something like Google AdWords or Bing and Yahoo Ads to do pay-per-click marketing. And then you, of course, do the media outreach, interviews. You really have to use different methods, because I think social media, it's still effective, absolutely. But I think it's so bogged down that it's much like the last person you interviewed. There's millions of people out there, and it's how do you position yourself within that space? So you need to be in several different places where your audience is, and they may not be online. They may be offline. They may still only use print publications to get their information. So if you're not placing,
right.
Either buying ads or getting earned media through, editorial content, you're really kind of up the creek without a paddle. So you want to be in with the places that work for you and that drives the most leads.
Old-fashioned ways work just as well, depending on what your product or service is that you're.
I think it's a mix. I know a lot of new media people think that traditional marketing is out, but I really don't think that's ever going to happen, because there's going to be people who are late adopters to new technologies. But I think you need to have a mix. Use traditional media and traditional marketing. Like putting things in that classify section, you can still do that. But then also, have a website or also have, an online store, even if you have a retail location. And maybe you use one of those little, use signage to drive people into your physical location of a store, but then you have, you know, your online ads to drive people to your digital location for your store. So you're just using a couple of different methods to ultimately get customers and drive sales.
Exactly. Now, when in your process that you help people, you know, get started, and sounds like you focus a little bit on the solopreneur a little bit more than maybe the lifestyle entrepreneur or the achievement entrepreneur. And when you go take them through this process, you know, getting those leads to come into your funnel is tough. And, you know, yeah. Once you get them there, you want to do something with them. And sometimes they're not ready to say yes just yet. So do you coach people on how they set up a CRM? Do you coach them on what CRMs are best for what they're trying to do? Do you go through that process?
So as far as this, you know, the CRM systems, I usually make a few recommendations. Like, you know, for a lot of small businesses, Insightly works. And then for others, mm-hmm. you know, especially somebody who's really into social selling, something like Nimble CRM would work. So that you can continue to contact these people and, you know, have conversations with them until they, you know, you're able to close the sale. But as far as I think, you know, you kind of, your question kind of had a couple of brought up a couple of different points. As far as nurturing those leads, in addition to the CRM, you'll of course have something like an email marketing platform or autoresponder that will allow you to deliver content, or perhaps you're using a blog or something to deliver content to people so that you're really providing some value to them so they feel a little bit more comfortable before mm-hmm. handing over their hard-earned money. But I don't think that you only have an email marketing service or only have a CRM. I really feel like a person needs both, and I do advise the customers that I work with to have both.
No.
Because
excellent.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Going to say I like the CRM because, you know, you bring someone in on that lead magnet, then they come into that CRM and they're tagged. So you know
right.
what nurturing materials to send them.
Right.
And without the CRM, then they come in and you just may be sending them stuff, but it's going to be generic because it has to fit all the markets. So
that's why
I kind of lean on the CRM. And then, of course, you know, here at my office, we use Infusionsoft, but you know, I lean on that because I want that tag, you know, and I didn't know if that was something you got into or if you had an associate that you worked with on that part, that piece.
Right. So there are people that I go a little bit more in depth. I won't say that I spend an extensive amount of time on the CRM piece because I really feel like that piece is more of the sales process than the marketing process.
Let me interject quickly
for a
second here for listening to you great coaches banter back and forth. For our audience that may be less technology savvy as both of you, a few folks out there, please explain the acronym, you know, CRM and what it means and what you're talking about there.
Okay, so a CRM, the acronym I believe stands for Contact Resource Management. And what that
customer
means
relations
that's where
management.
Your
okay,
customer
so,
relations
people,
management.
Okay, so you got it. You know better than me. So what the purpose of that is to have your contact information and kind of let you know more about them as a person. Like some CRMs go so far as to like know the dog's name, the wife's birthday, or something like that. But you're like he said, relationship management, because you want to build that. But it also keeps track of like where you are.
Yeah, software of contact information you build over time that has tidbits within it that is unique to that, you know, customer that keeps you on top of the relationship, basically.
Right, and it also keeps you aware of where you are in the sales process. So with something like Zoho CRM, I mean, there's a million out there, Zoho CRM, Insightly, Infusionsoft. What you're going to want to know is that did I send the proposal? Have I even made the initial consulting call? Are they doing a counter offer to my deal? You want to keep your sales process very organized, and a CRM is the software that will help you to do that, so that you're not just like scouring through your email box trying to figure out where you last left off with Bob as far as closing the sale.
And that takes a lot of time to go through the email boxes, as we all know, because we get quite a few of those these days. Seems to be quite a popular tool.
Yeah, I don't even want to discuss my email. It's like, please, like, thank God for software, you know, and these tools that are out there, because on top of everything else, maybe they have its sole purpose of, you know, doing this or that. But they ultimately help us to be more productive and more effective as professionals. So absolutely, you need something to keep it from, you know, from dropping the ball. Back in the day. Go ahead. You can move forward.
If someone comes to you as either a new entrepreneur or someone that's been in business for a while and realizes they're behind the modern world curve when it comes to technology driven leverage, as you call it, and they come to you, how do you price your services? I mean, is it a flat fee? Is it an hourly rate? Do you have different packages? Just give our audience a little glimpse on how come to an expert like you and get help.
So it really depends a lot on the customer. I have a couple of different options. For the person who needs a lot of help, like they just launched their business and they don't know diddly squat, you know, that person usually is going to get a retainer package, because I need to do a lot of work with them about how, like, say, for example, if they have a store, they need to have the branding developed. They need to have their social accounts developed. So it's going to take them at the very minimum 3 months. So they're on a retainer. But if it's someone who they just need a few answers, or they're needing more of consulting and they just need a couple, you know, little time with me, I'll just charge them a flat hourly fee. You know, they talk to me, they go on with their day, and they're great. So, and then as far as the educational piece, those are that's a subscription model.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, great.
Well, and so we're having to finish up the segment. I just got the note from the producer. How do people contact you directly, and how do they take that first step to get to work with you?
So they get in contact with me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Jasmine Powers, so at Jasmine Powers. On Facebook, my facebook.com/successhatchery.
Okay.
And my website is just is exactly like me. It is very colorful, and it's ambitiousdiva.com. And they can subscribe to my list there and find out about the Success Hatchery, which is the training portion. I'm very hands-on. So I want people to, like, if they're contacting me, when you message me, you know, or if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, definitely shoot me a message. I'm available. I still, you know, I love to answer questions, and I really want to get to know a person. So definitely Twitter, Jasmine, at Jasmine Powers, Facebook at Success Hatchery, and then the website is ambitiousdiva.com.
Excellent. Well, Jasmine, we appreciate you being on the show, and we had a good time. There's lots of energy. I liked it.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to meet you.
All right.
We'll be back
now
after these messages.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Well, Mr. Coach, it's really been another great show of Legal Eagle and the Coach. You started us off with three solutions for developing relationships, coming from my co-host, who's the world's greatest connector and aspiring to be the world's greatest connector. It's all about relationships. He says you got to target your message. You got to make an offer out there as you get out in networking groups and you meet people, an offer to meet, to follow up, and that there's many touches it takes before you really develop the know, like, and trust that's so essential to the bonds of true business relationships, that you need visibility, like coming on our radio show or other radio shows out there, or getting out to networking events, and being present at all times with positive energy as you learn from others, and you try to teach your little keys of success as you get about the world. We had two great guests today. We had Chris Kennedy, a publisher, who says there's 1.4 million books published a year. He helps people in the editing process and in the visibility process of getting their stories out there, their messages out there, to get the book out of their head, as he likes to say, and into the stores. And then we had Jasmine Powers, who is a lady who is a coach, ambitiousdivas.com, a lady who is out there teaching women and business people of all types how to set themselves from a crowd. Thought we had a great show today, fitting right into the theme of your monologue, Mr. Coach. What are your closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts are right in line with yours. Today's show have packed all the energy. I mean, we had some energetic guests, and of course, you know, Jasmine became our best friend within the first 3 minutes or 2 minutes of the interview. So, I mean, that's a huge win right there when we can get a best friend in 2 minutes. So, you know, the show was awesome. I mean, then the information that they gave, you know, Chris went over the 3 points, the three major things that Amazon.com looks for when you're publishing a book and to go bestseller. But he went over, he gave it to everybody what you need. And the point is, he made a good point. There's 81% of people that'll never do anything with their message and their story. They're just going to sit on it thinking I can't. And he provides an avenue that gives you I can. So I like that. And then, of course, Jasmine came back fully fired up, and she's really wanting to help women to get their lives turned around, get their business going, learn the tricks of the trade, so to speak, and figure out all the nuances of marketing and sales and everything that you need to keep your business going in today's market. I thought it was a great show. We learned a lot, and I think we inspired and motivated many.
We did, and you know, the thing is there's a common theme to many of our guests, including today's, which is you need multiple channels out there. Omnipresent marketing, as our second guest called it, and multiple channels out there will get your message out there in a targeted way, hopefully, in a positive, effective way, with high visibility, and it will show that you're present and you're involved. Just like you started our show, those are the keys to success that we take away today.
Those are the keys, and you know that visibility is so important. And we urge everyone, if you're not getting on radio shows, go to Legal Eagle and the Coach Radio.com. fill out the guest the register to be a guest. It's very simple. And then you can meet with our producer, Tony Gambone, and he can get you on other shows and maybe even get you a show of your own. So, David, it's been a great show. I look forward to the next week when we bring another exciting episode.
Very good. Thanks. Thanks to everybody for listening today. And be technology leveraged out there to your success.
There you go. Live bold with purpose and gratitude by serving others fearlessly. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Legal, Legal, and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.